Stock futures are rallying sharply now, even as Congress continues to argue over balancing aid to people versus aid to companies. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. After the Dow fell another 3% yesterday, 582 points, the Dow future this morning is spiking upward, up 930 points or 5%, its upper limit. S&P and NASDAQ futures are both up more than 5% each. A day after the Federal Reserve said it'll buy as many bonds as it takes to keep credit markets running smoothly, the 10-year interest rate is up at 0.83% now. After another vote failed on a massive coronavirus stimulus bill in the Senate, let's get a live update now from Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer. Nancy, House Democrats now have unveiled their own plan?
They have. And under the House proposal, individuals would get more money from the government. So a single taxpayer would get a check for $1,500. A married couple with two children would get $6,000. Some banks would have to allow homeowners to skip mortgage payments for up to a year. And $10,000 worth of student loan debt would be forgiven.
What are the big differences between the two bills now?
Well, House Democrats want grants for the airlines, not loans, as Senate Republicans want. The House bill also attaches a lot of strings to any government aid for corporations that the Senate version doesn't have. So the House restricts executive pay and bans golden parachutes, that is, big retirement packages for executives who leave. It also prohibits stock buybacks and dividend payments.
And where do things stand now between the House and the Senate?
Well, the negotiations continued into last night, and they will pick up again today. The Senate can't vote on anything until tomorrow, but Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says they're still talking, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they are narrowing their differences.
All right, Nancy, thank you. The fabric of the U.S. economy is already changing, perhaps in permanent ways. For instance, the pandemic is calling into question America's system of licensing healthcare professionals in one state, but not in another. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell joins us from St. Paul. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So what are we talking about? It's like if you're a healthcare professional, the ability to ply your trade across state lines, I think.
That's right. So both the states and the federal government are lowering these barriers. So let me give you an example. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, he says that the state can now offer licensed out-of-state medical professionals a Massachusetts license to practice in that state in one day. Colorado state regulators, they say if you're a licensed medical profession and you're in another state, you can immediately start working in their state. So they're really bringing down these state license barriers to physicians and nurses practicing in other states.
What about the feds in Washington? They also have rules about who can practice and who can't.
Yes, and they've been really relaxing a lot of rules and requirements. The federal government is really pushing for telemedicine, for telehealth. So this is that you can do some medical conversations, medical diagnosis remotely and online. And this telehealth option is seen as critical so that if an area becomes a hotspot, you can tap remotely into healthcare professionals in other states to provide some services for the Medicare and Medicaid population.
Now, if one regards the existing rules that are changing as needless bureaucracy, you can see this as progress. But, you know, some of these rules were there for a reason. You don't want standards to fall.
No, you don't want standards to fall, but there has been this growing sense that, you know, so many of these rules, they're inconsistent, they're inefficient, they're arbitrary. And Morris Kleiner, he's an economist at the University of Minnesota, and he says that more than one quarter of the U.S. workforce now requires a license to do their job. And that's up fivefold from the 1950s. So there has been this focus, this look on these licenses and to what extent are they a barrier to competition.
And after this coronavirus period, however long that is, will we snap back to the way it was before?
You know, I don't see it. I think we're at a period of time that barrier needs to come down. And here's a classic example of why that barrier needs to come down. If you're licensed in one state, why not practice in another?
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.
According to a published report, airlines are drawing up plans, at least, for temporarily stopping nearly all domestic flights in the U.S. in response to the virus. Marketplace Morning Report podcast later if you miss our coverage on the air. Officials in China plan to partially lift the virus lockdown on the city of Wuhan on the 8th of April. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Here's the BBC's Robin Brandt.
For almost a week, there were no new confirmed cases of coronavirus in Wuhan. But that changed today when one single case was revealed. It comes after health officials there confirmed that they were not counting cases of people who were positive but weren't being hospitalised, or those who didn't show any symptoms of COVID-19. China's main concern now is imported cases from abroad. They account for 74 of the latest 78. Most are believed to be Chinese nationals coming home, although a British family of three who arrived in Shanghai, believed to include two children, are among the latest imported cases.
The BBC's Robin Brandt. And some historical context from someone who knows about financial upheaval, former Fed Chair Ben Bernanke, a point man in managing the great financial crisis of 2008, said this to my colleague Kai Rizdahl. A key word here is financial.
We're not yet in a financial crisis, but we are in a situation where it's important to make the credit markets work as well as possible, because if we don't want this period of shutdown to do permanent damage, we need to keep businesses alive. And that means they've got to have access to credit or other kinds of assistance so they can make it through this period, you know, and be functioning again.
Mr. Bernanke's interview with Marketplace's Kai Rizdahl aired last evening. It is now online, marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.